missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
Quickly, Sean, name off a few ways you can burn your house down.
You could burn your house down?
Yeah.
Well, you could accidentally burn your house down.
A Christmas tree could start on fire.
Sure, leaving a candle unattended.
There you go. Couple others, maybe?
Maybe a chimney that hasn't been cleaned.
Oh, that's true.
You know, maybe you could check your fluid.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you're boiling your adult toys?
Never heard of that one.
You have to sanitize them? Is that the deal? Is you got to boil them clean?
That's pretty much how you're supposed to do it.
We can't run them through the dishwasher. I mean, I suppose.
I don't know about these things.
Some of them you can. The glass ones.
Maybe you could run through the dishwasher. But
anything with electronics, you got to be real careful.
So hot. You got to get that hot in there, Shaw.
A guy who goes by the username The Grand Platypus on Reddit.
He's already interesting.
Posted a story that he and his wife got into a fight this past Sunday night.
Okay.
And to make it up to her, he decided to clean the whole house on Monday, right? So she's at work. He's at home. God, we got in a big fight. She's pissed at me.
You know,
what am I going to do?
If this place was spotless when
right.
she came home.
Home.
I like that.
Bam.
It's a good effort.
Laundry's done.
Yes.
Bathroom's clean.
Mop.
Toilet is spotless.
Yes.
The floor has been swept and mopped.
Love it.
We have a large array of sex toys in our bedroom that also are very dirty from multiple usages. So
I'm
what
sure
are we going to do?
I need to clean those as well. Sanitize them, not hand sanitize.
Maybe I'll have them all laid out on the bed clean and ready to go when she gets home and it'll just be game on.
Maybe. That's a guy thinking, but maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's how guys think.
Got it.
Because we're smart. So he put all of the adult toys in a small pot of boiling water on the stove to sanitize them and walked away to call his parents.
To call his parents?
Hey, Mom.
Well, you got to wait for the water.
He suddenly found himself thinking of his mother.
Well, the water's got to boil, right? Maybe this is one of the last things he had to do in the house.
Hey, we got in a big fight last night. Do you think this is a good thing I'm cleaning
Maybe
the
Mom
house?
Had called earlier in the day, and he's like, look, I'm real busy. I'll get back to you, Mom. So he finally, you
calls
know.
Calls his mom, house burns down?
Yeah. apparently the call went a bit too long. Smoke alarm goes off. House is filled up with black, inky smoke. The pot of sex toys had caught fire and had flames shooting out of it.
Water. There was no water left in it. Shot.
Well, one of the toys might have got stuck to the bottom and caused a hot point. That's kind of what did it to my flat top stove that I bought.
You were boiling sex toys?
No, no, no. It was not sex toys. It was more of a, it was a roast, actually. But I'm just saying it.
It was more of food, actually, on the stove in the thing. But it caught, so they melted and spilled up with smoke.
He managed to stop the fire from spreading by spraying the entire contents of a fire extinguisher on the burning
sex
toys.
Now the house isn't clean anymore.
So the house is dirty, stinks like smoke, sex toys are ruined, stove is probably ruined, missing fire extinguisher. Not good.
No. Good effort.
And all the guy wanted to do was clean up her sex toys, her dirty, nasty sex toys.
And catch up with his mom. I mean, really, just jaw away.
That's multitasking there, isn't it?
Just remember that, fellas. You know, they say a watch pot will never boil, but when it comes to your wife's sex toys.
You better watch it.
You keep a close eye on that.
That's right.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.